Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. It is Thursday. I hope you all are staying safe today. I know it's been chilly. We've been having some crazy ice storms, but I hope everyone's staying safe, and we appreciate you tuning in today. We have a great show for all of you for your entertainment. We have special guests Morgan White and Sammy Sadler. We have a song from Morgan White to play. We also have some great information about the Josie Music Awards that I'm going to share with you a little bit later on today. So just tune into the whole show so you do not miss a second. But first off, I want to share with you my interview with Morgan White. It was so much fun. So here it is. Enjoy.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Doing amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. I've been looking forward to talking to you.
Me as well. Couldn't wait to get on the Josie Show.
Oh, me too. I cannot wait to talk to you about this new single because it is going so well so far. And, of course, I'm talking about your latest single, Not in This Heartbreak. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song for those who may not know?
Well, this song was pitched to me several years ago, mm-hmm. and I've kind of had it in my back catalog for a while now, and when I met with my producer, I showed him the song, and he was like, this is a fantastic song. You need to record this song.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up recording this about the same time that I recorded my last single, Take Me. So I've had it, I think it was recorded pre-COVID, so I've had it for quite a while, just waiting for the right time to release it, but so excited that it is out there now, and everyone's getting to hear it.
Yes, everyone is getting to hear it. I mean, within 24 hours of its release to national radio, it was third most downloaded single and the second most streamed single for country radio. How did that feel when you seen that?
Well, it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming to be up there with a lot of the artists, you know, that I look up to. So I was very proud of that. And, you know, just hoping and praying that this single takes off and that everyone gets to hear it. And looks like I've got the support of, you know, country radio behind me and, you know, the Josie Show. So we're excited to see what's to come this year.
Absolutely. 2023, I feel, is going to be a great year for you. It's already started off on a good, positive note. It really has. And it's such a great song. It really is. I like the cover art for it, too. how you did it. You know, how you posed in it with, like, the mascara and stuff. It's very artistic.
And that's what I was kind of going for.
Yeah.
You know, it was something so different from what I had, you know, released my other releases, you know. And I was, you know, I'm a little nervous about putting it out there because I was like, what will people think? Because it was such a different, you know, contrast from what they're used to seeing on me. But I felt like it fit the song really well and, you know, portrayed the emotion of the song. And, you know, the girl, she's in a heartbreak, but she's not going to let it get her down. She's going to get revenge. So.
Yes, yes. I love how you made that leap of faith because sometimes when you do, good things can happen. And in this case, it worked out very well for you. It really did. I mean, people are really taking on to Not in This Heartbreak. And you have a lyric video out for it as well. Is there any thoughts on maybe a music video for this one? I think that would be kind of fun.
We thought about it there, and I mean, there's always, you know, room for something like that. We might be working on something. You never know.
You never know. Stay tuned, y'all. And people could, of course, find you at your website and social networking sites. Can you give all those out for us here?
Absolutely. My main official website is morganwhitesmusic.com. And then, of course, you can from there you can follow me on all my social media. All my social media is linked to Morgan White's Music, so that's at Morgan White's Music on Instagram, at Morgan White's Music on Facebook, and then Twitter, I believe it's at Real Morgan White.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check her out, see what is next. And, of course, find Not In This Heartbreak on all the music platforms out there today. Go and check it out. Share it with your friends and family. You will not regret it. It's such a great song. And, you know, it is a little bit different than what you usually put out, which I think is great because, as, you know, people, we evolve and grow. And it just shows that you can do anything. You're very versatile, you know? So
yeah, that's what I wanted to do. You know, I told my producer, we kind of planned it out, you know, to go with Good Thing Gone and then Take Me and then, you know, Not In This Heartbreak because it is a little bit of my chameleon side.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, full-on traditional country, but it's still got that country twang to it.
Yeah.
But a little bit more poppy and upbeat, so.
Yes, yes. And have you been writing or anything else? I mean, is there any new music that you have been working on as well, or are you mainly focused on getting this one out there at the moment?
We're starting to write a little bit more. I have been in talks about maybe doing a Christmas song, so we're thinking about that for this coming year and doing a Christmas song, but definitely, you know, promoting this new single hard and radio touring for it and all of that, so we're very excited.
As you should. You got to push this one. It's a really good one. It really is, and I hope everyone checks it out. Not In This Heartbreak. And I also want to mention, you won Single of the Year this last October at the Josie Music Awards. What was that feeling like for you?
That was insane. the Josie Music Awards have played, you know, I feel like such a huge part in my career. It is honestly a huge honor to have won the awards that I have. Single of the Year was just, you know, kind of the topping on the cake this year.
Yeah.
I really wanted that award, and I was so grateful and even more grateful that I got the opportunity. I mean, it was at the Grand Ole Opry. You can't get no better than that to walk on that stage and get an award for a song that you know, worked really hard for. It was a surreal moment and one for sure that I will keep for me the rest of my life.
Yes, a pinch me moment. I could tell that you were very surprised. Like, you were very, you know, in the moment. You know what I mean? Which I think is great, you know, and you just seemed so excited. You really were.
I was. It was just, you know, you have to take it all in. And,
yeah.
They had everyone, you know, line up on the stage and get ready to give their acceptance speech. So definitely sitting there on the stage, all I could do was just look around and just keep saying, is this real? Am I here? Am I standing on this stage going to accept an award? It was crazy.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then being on that stage, too, you know, standing up there. Wow, that is just, it's so crazy. I'm so glad that I got to see you. You are an incredible artist. Every time I get the chance to see you, it's always just a pleasure. And I love seeing what is next for you. We love following your journey, your musical journey, because you always have something new that is coming about. And I wanted to also ask you if you have any upcoming shows that you could tell us about, maybe those that are in that area want to come and check you out.
Absolutely. Right now, we're currently on radio tour. I'm actually leaving for Nashville tomorrow.
Yay!
So we have been doing the Fairs and Festivals Convention. We've been doing those. Those are kind of a hot spot for us at the end of the year and then the beginning of the year. They have those and doing this radio tour. And we've signed a couple big contracts for a couple big shows. One is here locally. I'm not allowed to say who I'm opening for yet, but I'll just put it this way. It is probably going to be one of my biggest shows today, and I get to open for, I'll say, a group of people that I have looked up to forever. So when I get to announce who these people are, I still have to pinch myself. I still haven't, you know, come to the realization, like, I'm opening for them, so.
That is so cool. I am so excited. Well, I know you keep everybody updated on all of your pages, so once that's out, everyone will get the opportunity to check it out. I'm so excited for you. That's amazing. Oh,
thank you so much.
And I can't wait to see who it is.
I know.
I'm ready.
Well, you'll be floored, trust me.
I'm ready. I am ready to be floored, my friend, because with you, it could be anything. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you and to see what is next. And everyone, make sure you go and check out MorganWhitesMusic.com. You can find the tour schedule, everything there, music, etc. You know, and if you want to find out more about her, of course, you gotta read that bio. She's amazing. But I want to thank you so much for always just being a part of the Josie Music Awards and, you know, just being such an incredible artist, you know, as an independent artist. It's just wonderful what you're doing, and you are a great inspiration to those out there that, you know, are working hard to putting their music, you know, out there and to get heard. And I want to see what, you know, is next for you. Do you have any bucket, like, any, like, bucket list moments, anything you'd like to see yourself doing at this point?
Well, I mean, you guys kind of fulfilled, you know, half of that. One of them is, you know, to be on the Grand Ole Opry stage. That has always been on my bucket list, to sing in that circle, you know, to accept the CMA. I get asked this question a lot. You know, a lot of my bucket list people will say, well, that's not obtainable. You know, can you focus on something that you can make happen? And I honestly believe that I can make these things happen. I think you need to set high goals for yourself in life and, you know, just keep pushing to reach those goals. And that way, when you do reach it, it just makes it that much sweeter.
Exactly. There's so many artists out there that we know and love that, you know, we're like, oh, that can never happen. And now they're winning like CMAs. So, I mean, it can happen. It can happen. You just got to keep pushing yourself. And if anybody can do it, it's you. You're very determined, which you have to be in this business. That's for sure. So I could definitely see it happen. And I have some fun questions for you if you're ready.
Absolutely.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, because you do perform, you know, quite a bit. Have you ever had any embarrassing on stage moments that you could recall?
Yes, I have had some pretty embarrassing moments.
It happens.
Well, once, I believe, I sucked a bug down my throat while I was singing.
That's the worst. Oh, that's the worst.
And so I got pretty sick on stage and had to, you know, keep looking at my band, like, play that solo a little bit longer so that I can get a drink of water and I can come back on stage. So I've done that. I've just about fell on stage. But, you know, it is what it is, and you just got to keep rolling with it. And I find that, you know, if you address it, it just makes it that much easier because people can see what you've just done on stage. So if I address it, everybody's like, yeah, she's real.
Yeah, she's real.
We're good. Just keep going.
Exactly. And that happens so much to everybody. You know what I mean? Even if you're not, you know, on a stage, I mean, embarrassing moments in life just happen. And you got to learn how to laugh at yourself, which I think is great that you do. And that's very professional. You just, you got a water, you let them do your solo, and you you kept going. That is funny. Even after the bug incident, like, that, you did it. It's all about the recovery.
That's right.
Yes. And the next question I have for you, is there an artist out there that you would love to do a duet with or work with in the future?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many.
Right.
You know, female side, right now I'm loving Carly Pearce. I was given the opportunity. Good Thing Gone was actually written by Carly Pearce. That is a single that I released, you know, about 3 years ago. And I got pitched that song, and I did not know that she was a writer on the song. And I was listening to a bunch of songs, and I listened to that work tape, and I was just like, I know this voice. You know, who is this? And so I called my producer, and I was like, is this Carly Pearce? And he was like, yeah. He's like, I wasn't going to tell you, but he's like, you're really connecting with that song. So Carly is definitely one, you know, she's just got a voice that I think is just gold. And then as far as a male, Chris Stapleton, he's definitely on the top of that list. His hometown is 45 minutes from me, so Chris is kind of a local guy over here where I live, and always gives back to his community, has never forgot where he come from, so he's definitely on the male list of that.
Yes.
A duet.
Yes. Those are the best answers. Those are great answers right there. I agree. I would, as a fan, I would personally love to see those duets. I just want to see you performing with Chris Stapleton and Carly Pearce. Let's just make it a trio. Like,
let's do it.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Who do we have to petition? Who do we have to call? Let's start this. Yes. And the last fun question that I have for you, which is probably the craziest question that you'll ever be asked in your career, but hey, it's the Josie Show. So if you could be any animal in the wild, which animal, like, best personality do you feel suits you? What animal would you be?
Oh, my God, I've never been asked this.
Yes!
Really hard about this. Now, my favorite animal is a giraffe.
I love giraffes.
Because they're beautiful and, you know, they're long. But I don't know if that would work really well in the wild.
Right, yeah.
Wings? Do I need to fly?
Just making practical.
Giraffe, just because that's my favorite animal.
Absolutely. That works. You know, that definitely works. I love giraffes. Oh, my goodness. They're my favorite. That's fabulous. And thank you for answering my wild questions and for coming here on the Josie Show again. I appreciate you always, Morgan. I do.
Well, we thank you guys so much. The Josie Music Awards, I look forward to it every year. It is a family. You know, the first year that I come to the Josies, I didn't know anyone. And every year you meet more and more artists that's in the same struggles and doing the same thing that you do, and you get to connect with them. And every year I get to see those faces. So I love the Josies. They, like I said, they played a huge part in my career. And we look forward to seeing you all this year. So.
Yes. Oh, yes. We'll see you again very, very soon. And just keep up with the great work. And congratulations on all the great success so far with Not In This Heartbreak. And I hope everyone goes and checks it out right now. And, of course, sees the website. Give your website out one last time for everybody.
My website is www.morganwhitesmusic.com.
Check her out, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Josie.
All right. We have the song here, y'all. I know you've been hoping that I have it, and I have it. I promise you. Here is Not In This Heartbreak. I hope y'all enjoy. It's a great song. It's doing very well. And enjoy. Here it is. Love that song. It's so catchy. That was Not In This Heartbreak by Morgan White. And we really appreciate Morgan for joining us here at the Josie Show again. It's always a pleasure chatting with her. It really is. And another former guest that we had on a while ago who is joining me again, here is Sammy Sadler. I hope you enjoy this interview. It was a lot of fun catching up with Sammy. Here it is.
How you doing, Josie?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me back. I think it's been a while since we talked.
Yes, last time we talked was in 2013 when we were talking about The Real Murder on Music Row, which you survived.
Yes,
we talked all about that. But since then, since we talked last, you came up with a book called Hit With a Bullet. But it's also more recently become an audio book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It has, you know, A Hit with a Bullet has been out, and then my manager, Devin O'Day, is my manager now, and I'm sure you probably know.
Oh, yeah. We love that.
And we've just gotten it up on Audible in the last couple of weeks, so anybody that doesn't like to read, if they want to hear instead of not reading, they just want to listen, they're grateful to be able to go and do that now.
Yes, absolutely, and it's actually narrated by Cam Cornelius. So you can check that out. It's a really good book, and I recommend it to everybody. And it's wonderful how you are so open to what happened. For those who may, let's go backwards a little bit, if you don't mind. For those who may not be familiar with what we're talking about, you know, the real murder on Music Row, can you tell us a little bit about it?
You know, Josie, I went to Nashville as a young kid, you know, and I got a record right. deal when I was 18 years old and moved to Nashville about 6 or 8 months after I graduated, and I ended up getting a record deal. And you know, back in those days, they wouldn't just go in and cut albums on you; they would put out singles on you. And so, over a course of a few years, by the time 1989 rolled around, I was had released my sixth single, which was the old Aaron Neville song "Tell It Like It Is." That was my fastest rising single, and so they were rushing us then to start working on the album. And tragedy struck on March 9th, 1989. I was shot and left for dead. And my friend Kevin Hughes, who was the Cashbox chart record, the chart manager at Cashbox, was shot and murdered on Music Row, and it shot around the world as a murder on Music Row.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. And I'm reading the book. You go through it. You don't leave anything out. And it's just... It's a crazy story. You know, back then, obviously, it was very different than it is, you know, today. There was a lot of greed and a lot of other inner issues back then. But you're very open with what it was and, you know, what happened. And I definitely recommend, like I said, watch, you know, read Hit with a Bullet. If you want to, you could also check out the audiobook if you're not a big reader. That's kind of a little bit of the gist of what you will be reading when you read that book.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, there are so many, you know, and what it, let me back up just a little bit, you know, and what it all boiled down to, it took them 13 and a half years to solve this murder, mm-hmm. and when it all came down and everything come out, it was about, you know, record promoters trying to pay Kevin underneath the table to move records up the charts that they were working, and Kevin was an honest man,
right?
And he wouldn't take the money, and they shot and killed him over it, and I just happened to be with him that night and got shot and left for dead. And so, you know, if anybody, you know, there's so many great singers, so many great entertainers, songwriters, musicians, and it's not just in country music, it's in every genre.
Yeah.
There's so many that will never get a chance to be heard or discovered because of, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you and I, you know, and all the people that have dreams to be singers and entertainers or songwriters, you know, we all inspire and have that in us. And so those people that have that, if you're looking, get a copy of this book and maybe it will help you along your way of your journey of what to look forward and look at whenever you go to, you know, L.A. or New York or Nashville, whatever music that you're in. I mean, it's a shame that, you know, the business is a lot of it's about money and politics and talent doesn't have a lot to play in it, you know. And so, you know, people need to be, open their eyes to what they're wanting to get in and what they're wanting to do. And maybe this book will help shed some light on that and help them on their journey, you know.
I believe so. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, of course, and then present day, you're still putting out music. You're still doing your thing. You didn't let anything stop you. You put out a great, you know, song, Louisiana Rain. Tell us a little bit about that song, because there's also a lyric video for this one as well.
Well, yeah, we did. You know, I'd gotten a record deal a couple of years ago. My latest album is entitled 1989, and if anybody wants to get that album, it's got T. Graham Brown on there with me and Larry Stewart and Marty Raven. And what we went back and did was took songs from that era of 1989 when the murder on Music Row happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took songs from that era because there was, to me, that's a part of the of music and part of country music's greatest production of music, I believe, and some of the best music that was ever produced. And so I was lucky enough to have those guys come in and sing with me. And then I've got a brand new album that we're going to be releasing hopefully in 2023. And off of that album, we released Louisiana Rain that Roger Murrah and Rich Owls wrote. And Rich, you know, was part of the group prior to the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so it just had a good feeling. And when I heard that song, I wanted to record it. And it's going to be on my new album. And then we've got a new single that's going to be coming out in February. And it's entitled Everything's Going to Be All Right.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that single. It's going to be so good. And, you know, I'm so excited seeing everything that you have going on. And I hope everyone checks out, of course, 1989. It is available on all of the outlets that you can today. But also, I'm sure it's available at your website as well. Can you give that out?
It is. You can get it on my website, and you can get it on all the streaming sites, along with my book. You can get that on Amazon. And you can also order that off of my website if anybody'd like an autographed copy. I know a lot of people will send me stuff and how do I get an autographed copy. So if you go to my website and order my book or my CD, I'll be glad to autograph any of those to you off my website. And I'm really excited about this new album that I got, and a new song that's coming out called Everything's Gonna Be All Right is a song that Steve Warner penned, so I'm really excited about it, and I think we've got a good cut on it. I hope everybody will like that.
I'm looking forward to it. Is there anything that you could tell us about the album as of yet, you know, the kind of collections of songs that you're going to have on this one?
You know, it's just, you know, I'm just who I am, you know. I'm kind of that 90s kind of sound of country, and, I, you know, I can't change the kind of music and who I am just to kind of fit a mold out here, so if you like 90s country music, this album is in that vein, and I believe that it's got some great songs on it. And I've got a song on there called Taking the Country Back that features myself, John Anderson, Ken Mellons, and Jeff Carson that just passed away about a year or so ago.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a powerful one. I could already tell. I'm really looking forward
to
that one as well. Wow. And then, of course, you mentioned the new single, Everything's Going to Be All Right. Can you tell us a little bit about this single, the inspiration behind this one?
You know, it's just a song that that I found and heard. And, you know, Steve and I can't think of the other guy's name right now that co-wrote it with him. But it's just I just believe it's a great song. It's got a great meaning. You know, in the world that we're living in today, it's, you know, everything's going to be all right. It just talks about, you know, two people take each other's hands and hold each other close, and everything's going to be all right.
I love it. I can't wait for all the new music to come out, the new single, the album, and everyone needs to go and find you, of course, at the website, but you also are on Facebook. I know you had a situation with your Facebook, the one that has the verified check mark, got hacked. Am I right? So there is...
Yes, it did, you know, and it's kind of crazy, you know. I mean, it's hard to, you know, social media, man, is as you know, is the way things are going. We lost 17,000 followers because of that.
Unbelievable.
We had to start another Facebook page, and now if everyone don't go to the one that's got the blue check, because someone has hacked that and took that over, so we've had to go and redo a new one, and it's Sammy Sadler Official is my new Facebook. So if you go to Sammy Sadler Official, that is me, and that is my new Facebook page.
Yes, please follow it. Follow the new page, and you will find and keep up to date with all of the new music that is coming out from Sammy Sadler. I definitely recommend it. And, you know, Mr. Sonny Foster, he did tell us that you will be going on back on tour March, April time frame.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We are. I'm putting a brand new band together out in Texas, and all of my organization is based out of Texas now, and we're going to be going back out sometime the end of March, 1st of April, and we're looking forward to that. And if there's anything that anybody wants to book us or wants us to come to your hometown, go to my website, go to my contact page, get the contact information, get in touch with everybody, and we'll be glad to try to work with you any way we can to come and play some good country music for you. And I know you're doing well, Josie. I mean, we, like you said, we talked back in 2013, and we've known each other a pretty good while. And congratulations to everything that you're doing and all the success that you're having. If there's anything that we can do for you or be a part of, we'd love to do that with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, we would love to have you a part of it. I mean, I've known, you know, you for a very long time. You know, I've definitely checked out everything that you have going on, and I've kept, you know, an eye on everything that you are doing. And I love everything that you are doing, and you are just constantly keeping that country music alive, which I think is what so many people love. If you love that 90s sound, you're going to love Sammy Sadler. You really are. And I definitely recommend all of the music that is out there, and we would love to have you a part of anything that we have going on here at, you know, the Josie Show or the Josie Music Awards. And I got to ask you, because you've done so much, you know, I've noticed just you've done so much over the years. Is there still like a goal that you have for your music career? Anything that you would still love to do that you have not had the opportunity?
You know, Josie, I just, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, you know, the Murder on Music Row, when that happened, and the content of it, with it being payola, you know, in it, I mean, you know, again, you know, you and I and everybody that is aspiring singers and songwriters, they just want to do what they love to do. And, you know, that's what I came to this town to do whenever I was 18 years old, and I haven't let a bullet stop me. And, you know, that Murder on Music Row kind of put a cloud over me and my career. Nobody in Nashville wanted to have anything to do with me, I don't think, because of the content on it. And, you know, I didn't know anything about how this music business worked and how things went on and how careers were really made. I was just a young kid. And, you know, now I'm older. I mean, I know how the business works. And, you know, I didn't make the business. I didn't make the music business and how they play the game. I'm just trying to be a part of it and do what I love to do, just like anybody else. And so for me, you know, I just want to play my music. I just want to get my music out to the people, do what I love to do, and tell my story. And if what I've lived through can help somebody else or touch somebody else's life, then I feel like I've done my job.
Yes, and you're doing it. You really are. Just by putting out the music and, you know, sharing your story, I think a lot of people can really gravitate towards you. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm so grateful that you're very open with what you went through, and you don't let it define you. You know what I mean? I mean, it happened to you, but you're still working and, you know, towards that ultimate goal. You're putting out music, and you're doing your thing, and I'm so excited for you. I really am that you're...
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, God, I look back on my life, and God's had his hand on me, and he's kept me through all of this.
Right.
I'm just thankful to still be here, and if I can help somebody along the way, then like I said, I've done my job. And, you know, the only reason I'm still here is because God's left me here. And, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I do as long as I'm here until he takes me home.
Amen. I believe that. Absolutely. And,
yes.
And I have some fun questions for you if you are ready. I love my fun questions.
I am ready.
All right. So as we know, since you are going to be going back on tour, here is a fun question for you in regards to performing. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can recall?
Well, you know, I'm probably like somebody else. I've probably forgotten the words of songs.
It happens.
So it happens, you know. And so what do? You're just there. You got to try to cover it up as good as you can.
Right. You have to be professional about it. You're just like, you know what? Yep, that happened. Keep going. Make up words.
Exactly.
Improv at that point. Yeah. Good answer. The next fun question I have for you, is there a place that you would love to perform that you have not had the opportunity yet or around the world, anywhere?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life and got to travel the country. I've, you know, been to Canada and Europe and everywhere. And I mean, one place I hadn't played is the Grand Ole Opry House. So that would be a good dream for me to be able to step on that stage.
There you go. Yes. Good answer. I love that. Perfect. And then the last question that I have for you, which is probably the craziest one that you've ever received. I'm sure you never got this question. But if you could be any animal in the wild, what animal, best personality-wise, do you think suits you? What animal are you?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe a lion.
There you go. Protective, you know.
Probably so. Yeah.
Yes. I like that. That is a good answer. I love that you really didn't even have to think about it. You're like, you know what? I'm ready for your question. I'm ready for you. Throw it at me. Too funny. I love that. Well, I want to thank you so, so much for joining me, and I can't wait for the new single and, of course, the album, and I hope everyone goes and checks out your music. Of course, your latest album, 1989, is available on all of the music platforms today, and, of course, the website. Can you give out the website one last time for us?
Yes, it's www.sammysadler.com.
Perfect. Check him out, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Josie. I hope to see you soon. You take care.
Yes, hope to see you soon. Love it. Oh, so much fun. I hope you enjoyed both of those interviews, my one with Morgan White and, of course, Sammy Sadler. Please make sure you go and check out both of them on all of their social networking sites. Also, all of their music that's on social networking today. Please support their music. That's the one thing about independent artists. You have to definitely listen, support that music, give them a like and a follow. It's very much appreciated, and I thank you all so much for tuning in today. Before we go, I do want to mention a couple things here real quick. So submissions are open now for the Josie Music Awards. So you can go to josiemusicawards.com and submit your music, submit your material for all of the categories that you qualify. That's all you have to do, and then they get sent off to our panel, and our panel ultimately decides on nominees, nominations, where you go, et cetera. And then ultimately the winners at this year's award show, which is October 22nd, 2023, woo-woo, at the Grand Ole Opry House again this year. So I'm really looking forward to another great year with all of you. Make sure you submit. You can't be considered unless you submit, right? So make sure you submit. And also, a lot of people are asking where they can purchase tickets. Tickets will go on sale February 8th, okay? So make sure you check that out, Feb 8th. You can check it out, josiemusicawards.com. There will be a ticket tab where you can purchase your tickets for this year, and we hope to see you guys out there again. And remember to keep both October 21st and 22nd open in your books, in your calendar there, because we have our event beforehand and on the 22nd for the award show. We still are working on the day before, October 21st. We got some secrets and some exciting things planned for that day. So stay tuned to our social networking sites to see what we have all planned for y'all. And thank you all again so much for tuning in, and I hope to talk to y'all again real soon. Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron Stone, and I've got a question for you. Why would you drink plain old whiskey when you could be drinking Garage Oil American Badass Whiskey? Our one-of-a-kind spirit with its proprietary flavor profile was recently voted the best-tasting whiskey in Texas. Garage Oil is the smoothest, most delicious whiskey you're ever going to get your hands on. So stop drinking plain old whiskey and go out and get you some American Badass Whiskey. Even the shape of our unique bottle is award-winning. So look for the one with the hot rod on the label and pick up a bottle today, I promise you. It's going to make you smile and have a good time. To find out more about Garage Oil and where to get it, go to GarageOilSpirits.com. That's GarageOilSpirits.com. And remember, America, keep your parts lubed.
American Bass Whiskey, Garage Oil Spirits, distilled South Carolina, created in Texas.